Good day. I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Friday, December 15. Coming up, government to roll out immigration amnesty in 2018. 47 foreign nationals awarded Jamaican citizenship, and Transport Minister urges caution on the roads during festive season. The news in detail after the break.
Are you the next energy champion? Then prove it. Enter the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program's Energy Champion Competition today. To enter, like the Ease Up on Energy Facebook page. Then post a picture or video of yourself saving energy and you could win a smartwatch, tablet or energy saving device. Remember to use the hashtag EnergyChampJA. Competition open to primary, high school and tertiary students and all public sector employees. Brought to you by the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica.
Now the news. The government will be rolling out an amnesty in early 2018 aimed at regularizing the status of the up to 20,000 persons living illegally in Jamaica. National Security Minister Robert Montague says there are several foreign nationals who, although living illegally in Jamaica for some time, have contributed significantly to the development of the country.
We want to give them that opportunity to become permanent residents and use it as a step towards citizenship.
Mr. Montague was speaking at the launch of the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency PICA's drop box and courier service at the Police Officers Club in St. Andrew on Thursday. In the meantime, some 47 foreign nationals have been awarded Jamaican citizenship by the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency PICA. The individuals were formally inducted during a ceremony at the Police Officers Club in St. Andrew on Thursday. The public event was a first for PICA. PICA Chief Executive Officer Andrew Winter says citizenship was granted to persons from Africa, Asia, the United States, the Caribbean, and other countries.
Today, we see the largest number of candidates being granted citizenship at any one time, and we look forward to your contribution to building this nation.
Mr. Winter says more than 30,000 people have become Jamaican citizens since PICA was established 10 years ago, with the status being granted to over 3,000 each year. He also points out that plans are being formulated to reach out to the over 3 million persons of Jamaican descent living overseas who are eligible for citizenship. Minister of Transport and Mining Mike Henry is imploring Jamaicans to be cautious and responsible on the nation's roads during the festive season. 303 persons have lost their lives in road crashes since the start of the year. Minister Henry says though the number is lower than for the same period last year, it's still unsatisfactory.
Persons are dying needlessly, leaving behind their precious children to walk without a mother or a father. But more predominantly for me, without the father, since male casualties account for over 85% of the fatalities. This is having a negative impact on the socio-economic stability of the family structure. I therefore use this opportunity to appeal to every one of us to behave ourselves in the traffic environment.
The Transport Minister was speaking at the Child Health Initiative and the National Road Safety Council's Policy Forum Thursday. The forum was organized to examine the Road Safety Act and facilitate discussions towards creating a policy to provide greater protection for children on the roads. And Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says with the recent successful staging of the UNWTO conference in Montego Bay, Jamaica has proven that it has the capacity to host major international gatherings. The conference was held at the Montego Bay Convention Center, with the minister pointing out that a number of attendees have expressed an interest in returning to Jamaica to utilize the space.
So the convention center has now morphed into a major regional location for meetings and conventions and for think tanks and so on. And those who are concerned about how we might have spent something to fix it up, yes, because in fixing it, we not only did it to make sure the world saw that Jamaica is a place that they can now have the meeting, so that since the conference, the convention center has had 3 major contracts since the conference from people who were at the conference.
Minister Bartlett was addressing a recent press conference on the successful staging of the UNWTO Conference on Sustainable Tourism. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.